WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bryan ISD Superintendent Tommy Wallace said Monday's board meeting was insistent that the long-range facilities plan is a lot of things, but it's not a bond.
We continue to keep having this report that Bryan ISD is calling a bond. And this is not the case. We are not calling a bond. This plan is only for you as a board to approve the plan. It's not to call a bond.
Also called the master plan, the recommendation to realign grades and modify facility usage passed unanimously. Also, former State Senator Steve Ogden donated $10,000 to the district's Education Foundation after a heartfelt commendation about his experience with Bryan High and MC Harris's work with his son. The New York Times recently reported College Station rental properties were among the most expensive in the country. Mayor Nancy Berry says student housing costs skewed those findings, so the city is doing its own survey in order to assist low and moderate income residents.
They're doing a survey of apartments and rental units to find out, you know, where the affordability is, and most likely it's in the older apartments. It is a definite problem in our community.
A community development master plan will use data from the American Community Survey. A College Station business born 15 years ago has been purchased by an international company. MemData was founded and created by Bob and Christy Yancey, serving hospitals and other medical facilities with reducing costs and acquiring equipment and design services. It's now part of Premier, the nation's largest healthcare supply chain corporation.
They have 2,900 hospitals nationwide. As you might imagine, with a medical facility portfolio that large, there's an awful lot of construction and equipment needs at facilities existing as well.
Bob Yancey says conservative estimates call for the addition of dozens of jobs in future years. MemData and its current staff of 24 employees will remain in College Station. The rebuilding in West from last year's fertilizer plant explosion includes the city park. The idea of a four-year-old whose father died serving as a volunteer firefighter. This Saturday is the last major fundraiser for Parker's Park Project.
He inspires me every day just to listen to him, the thoughts that go through his mind sometimes, and the things that he says. It's just awesome.
Joe Pustajowski, Parker's grandfather, says they're still collecting auction items that will be sold by the auctioneers seen on the cable TV show Storage Wars Texas. You can read and hear more about Saturday's auction and Parker's Park Project online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 63 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
Brenham National Bank will be celebrating its 81st birthday on Tuesday, April 22nd. Come by any of our branches and help us celebrate our special day. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Member FDIC. See you on the 22nd.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what
7:08, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 28 years, free foundation evaluations, deep drill, bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We will have some sunshine today, and we're going to have some warm temperatures. In fact, those warm temperatures are going to last right through the middle part of the work week. Today, it's going to be partly sunny. We should get to 80 to 85 through the afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 60 to 65. Sunny day tomorrow with highs of 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 65, and then partly to mostly sunny Thursday. Highs on Thursday around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports Brian, Lady Vikings softball team has made the playoffs for the last 15 years, at least to the bye districts. Did they make it this year? You'll have to listen to find out coming up. Aggie baseball hits the road today for one of the next 5 days. They're on the road. They're in Houston to take on Rice. And the ladies are playing a doubleheader in softball at the Aggie softball complex. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 7:50.
All right, it's about 10 after right now. Google's plan to bring smart contact lenses to diabetics, and the people who have diabetes, inch closer to reality as the club, the company has secured two patents, did that last week, for cutting-edge biometric sensor technology. Among the scientists who are working on this, these contact lenses will feature flexible electronics that include sensors and an antenna in the contact lens, I'm guessing. The sensors are designed to read chemicals in the tear fluid of the wearer's eye and alert that person, possibly through a little embedded LED, that their blood sugar is falling to dangerous levels. Google says it has to get FDA approval before anyone starts wearing the smart contact lenses. That's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds safe, I guess.
Reasonably.
It sounds uncomfortable because they've got to be thick.
I don't know. I can't wear contacts. I don't know.
I can't
do that thing.
And, I mean, people used to wear glass contacts.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're right. They did, sure. Yeah. You know, which were thick.
They were uncomfortable because they didn't breathe, but
thick enough to drive nails.
Well, and, you know, and people sleep in them now, too, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And I just don't like stuff in my eyes. Again, I haven't tried it in years, but it seems like that would be a little bit.
Technology's come a long way, Scott.
Yeah, I know.
It shouldn't take much to throw in an FM receiver, too.
Well, yeah, exactly. FM.
Well,
that's not
because I don't want my eyes grounded,
that's
Scott.
Right. Okay.
I know how AM works.
Yeah, that's right. Well, so happy Earth Day to everybody. In case you didn't know, this is the 44th anniversary of Earth Day. In 1970, do you know who started it? You got any idea who started Earth Day?
Charles Manson.
No.
Oh.
Gaylord Nelson.
Oh, okay.
He was a U.S. senator at the time from Wisconsin. He proposed a nationwide protest to put environmental issues on the national agenda. It's considered to be the birth of the modern environmental movement. And Al Gore said, heck with this internet thing, I'm going to get rich doing this.
Yeah.
So anyway, so this is a big day for Al. Of course, Al's a big boy now, too. But anyway, huge environmentalist. In fact, that's why he became vice president, you know. Because if you think about it, what other job conserves more energy than the vice presidency?
Da-dum-bum.
Thank you. I had it there. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, just saying. Now, Greenpeace senior forest campaigner Amy Moas tells Marketing Daily that consumers are caring more than they used to. Our research, this is Greenpeace, our research has shown that 71% of U.S. shoppers do consider the environment when shopping. It's too hot to go out and shop today. I'm not going to do this. Is that what she means by that? Anyway, 9 out of 10 global consumers say they would... Okay. 9 out of 10 global consumers...
Global.
Yes. Say they would boycott a company for having destructive environmental policies. What is a global consumer? What does that mean? Because I'm thinking that there's some consumers, if you will, in third world countries who are just looking where the next meal is coming from. I don't think they care much about the policies of the company who provides the food.
No, I would agree.
But again, this is Greenpeace.
Well, if it was done on the internet...
I'm sorry. Anyone with a smartphone, and that includes me...
Yes.
Doesn't really have a leg to stand on when you talk about destructive policies.
All right. Go, preach on. Where are we going with this?
I mean, there's labor
to
begin with. That's the obvious one. And just about any of the rare earth metals in your phone.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All you need to do is see anything about how they mine that in Africa or just about anywhere. It's not good. There's a reason we don't mine for it here.
It's the reason we have third world countries.
Wow.
That's not the reason, but what I'm saying is those countries don't seem to have the same restrictions we do, and it's why we get the metal so cheap.
Understand.
Because they don't seem to care.
Understand. That's exactly. And again, Not saying that's right.
I'm not either.
But it is what it is.
We condone it with our money.
Well, the market has been created. These governments, these countries have decided that they will provide for the marketplace. And
at the expense of their own natural habitats.
There you are. Okay.
And people.
This from the Texas Water Foundation. If everybody in the U.S. flushed their toilets one less time each day, we'd save nearly 1 billion gallons of water each and every day. That would mean that more kids up in Oregon could go to the reservoir. Just saying. If every household replaced their four most used 100-watt incandescent bulbs.
Who uses 100-watt bulbs?
that's where I was going. Okay, 60's
hot enough.
Mentally go through your house. Tell me where at this point in your life do you have four 100-watt bulbs, you know, unless it's in the incubator for the eggs to make the baby chicks come out, or it's in that oven that your daughter uses to make the little...
You can't even put a 100-watt bulb in there, it'll melt it.
Yeah. So anyway, but I mean, think about how many incandescent bulbs do you use in your house now?
About 20.
Oh, okay. Well...
I like them.
You like that hard, harsh glow, don't you?
Yeah. Instant on.
Yeah.
Warm in the winter.
Warm in the winter. It warms the room up and gives light. Anyway, so if you do that, then it says here, so you replace these four most used 100-watt incandescent bulbs with four 23-watt compact fluorescent bulbs. Those are the ones that have mercury in them, all right? Just remember that. The country would save as much energy as produced by 30 power plants annually. See, hyperbole abounds today. It is just, this ought to be hyperbole day.
Hyperbole.
Yeah.
I think we could make that charge.
Yes, I think so.
Oh!
One, thank you. 33%, okay, now, then there's the Nielsen Company did research having to do with consumers and packaging, okay? Forms of packaging. Now, what they say is packaging provided for convenience purposes. Now, what is a package?
My aching butt. Nothing you buy anymore you can open.
Well,
can't.
All right, now, this is what I think of as convenience packaging, okay? And this just happens to be in the produce department, but you go in, like I was in the grocery-torium yesterday, and they have this packaging that has four apples in a package that has a little handle that you can
carry
around.
Are they the ones that smell like grape?
They may be. They could well be.
Those are grapples.
I know, but...
And then, you know, you'll go in and you'll see this plastic container that has the fruit already cut up in it, okay?
Okay.
So that, you know, if you want sectioned grapefruit and it's too much trouble. I mean, that's what I consider that convenience packaging. Is there something I'm missing? Is there more than that?
No. Where did I see this? It was either a show or an article I read. Someone said, these consumers, they're so predictable. We put stuff in a package, same product. We don't even tell them there's a health benefit. We put it in a package, and they will buy it.
Wow.
Because it's not open on the shelf.
Oh, no.
I mean, the guy was straight up saying, this sells more.
And they charge a premium,
yes,
I'm sure.
Yes, they do. Oh, man.
We get not only we get the government we deserve, we get the world we deserve.
Yes. Oh, no joke.
All right, so anyway, so 58%, okay, here we go. Now, this is something else. Okay, 58% feel that packaging designed for easier stacking and storing at home is dispensable. In other words, you know, again, it fits on the shelves better. 55% would give up packaging to use for cooking or as a resealable container, hence the fruit I mentioned. 55% would give up packaging to 53% don't need packaging designed for easy transport. Again, like the apples and
right.
whatever. At the same time, the study also found, though, that about a quarter of U.S. consumers are at least willing to give up packaging designed to keep products clean and untouched by other shoppers. I don't know that I believe that.
I don't either.
I'm not sure about that at all.
But since we're talking about packaging, if they could make uniformity in cereal boxes, that would make me extraordinarily happy.
What's not uniform? They're all rectangles.
Yeah. They're all the different size rectangles, though.
Well, what are you doing buying so many different kinds of cereal?
I have an 8-year-old.
Well, I don't care. Look, you got to toe the line here at some point. Are you Jerry Seinfeld? You want to have 12 boxes
well,
of cereal?
Well, she's
over
got her box. Yeah. I've got my box. There was a leftover box of Rice Krispies from Rice Krispie Treats, and that son of a gun is as big as my first car.
I'm just telling you, when I was growing up, I ate what my dad ate or I didn't get to eat it,
and
okay?
I walked uphill both ways snow.
Well, and sometimes I don't even throw my produce off the shelf into those little thin baggies.
Oh, you do not?
Oh, I don't either.
You put it right into that nasty basket?
Yep, in the basket on the conveyor belt. I wash it.
Yeah.
Especially you're going to wash it anyway.
And on the conveyor belt.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I mean,
fully aware of what I'm doing.
Okay. Now, it depends on what that is.
Building
though.
Immunity. Yeah.
This is how I know I'm not OCD.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing this for yourself. Yeah, like that. Yeah. I understand. Now, 31% want to keep packaging to make products last longer and stay fresher. Again, I'm not sure. 31% want to keep packaging so that products are in good condition.
Now, I do that with like when you buy lunch meat. You can buy the real resealable containers. And you remember the old, like, fold-open kind?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
I much prefer them in the little Tupperware thingy for lunch meat anyway.
But inherently, when it's out there on the shelf, it's at your temperature, not the fruit or produce's optimum temperature.
Very true. Very true.
So, that I don't know.
And then you watch people who toss the apples back in, and that bruises the ones that are in. Oh, man.
That hit a nerve.
Wow, it did. Does. We got a borderline problem here.
Don't be bruising the fruit now.
Place the fruit
out of
carefully.
Sight, out of mind.
Yeah, back
it
in
places
there.
Places the fruit in the bowl. Yeah.
Quit interacting with my fruit.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
My wife and I changed all our incandescent bulbs to LED. We went from $150 a month to about $40 a month.
Oh, thank man. You. Now, listen.
That
now,
might make me change.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. This guy is dead on right. I mean, once you do this LED thing, I did that, and showing that to somebody a couple of weeks ago. And, yeah, you know, it does take a half second to come on. But
no, and that's really not that big of a deal. I'm okay. I can even get used to the color. We're really good about turning off our lights.
Yeah.
And we typically don't have that many on anyway.
Yeah.
It is an investment. And the LED I'm for, the CFL I'm not, because LED has a much longer lifespan.
Yeah. And now the buy-in's not cheap. Okay.
No.
The
buy-in's 40, not, 50 bucks a
but,
piece?
But, well, no, you can get now.
Are they having
some,
cheaper now?
You can get some, I mean, in the $32, $33 range. But what the caller just said, if you're talking about cutting your consumption by three quarters.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, by three quarters.
I might, because I have 3 years of data on my house now. I might just go this year and do that.
And the thing is, you can get some that you can put on a rheostat. I mean, so it doesn't have to be that intense.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's exactly right. That's something that,
I may have been swayed today.
Okay, and you should. I think you should look at that and talk to some people who've done that. I know. 33% need packaging information, including food labeling, cooking, and usage instructions. Okay, and that's understandable, too. But basically, at least from what these people say, the Nielsen Company and the research they did, how we get that stuff and how it's packaged does make a difference. And, of course, that has nothing to do with even blister packs? I mean, don't you need to just carry a utility knife around with you all the time to open those things up? I forget I bought something
between
the other
that
day.
And anything that is melted together,
you
those
can just
plastic.
You could just use one of those Google Eye contact things.
Ah, yes.
Just need the Google Laser.
Now, next half hour, that's using consumables like that. Next half hour, pre-cycling. We'll be talking about that.
Of course.
Because it's Earth Day.
Dayhill, the Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Business owners, how about saving up to 30% compared to the phone company on your phone? You can talk all you want for one low monthly payment, unlimited calling. And you get calling features that you need and want to stay connected and be productive. All of that can be yours right now by switching to Suddenlink business phone service. And switching's easy. You can keep all your current phone numbers. You can keep all your current equipment. You don't have to worry about having to buy anything. And since you get to keep your same number, which you may have had for a long time, that's important. And the service is expandable. As your business grows, you can continue to add lines. And to make it even easier for you, know that this is an opportunity, but you don't get very often. New customers can get workplace 8-meg internet and unlimited business phones for under $100 a month. Plus, those business class phone lines I mentioned, where you can keep adding them, they're only $29.95 each. Suddenlink business professionals live here, work here in our community. They'll give you the fast professional service that you need. Chad Cowan can answer all of the questions you'll have. 975-2413. 595-2413. Have your phone bill nearby. That way he's got some numbers that he can work with. He'll get back to you and let you know exactly what it will cost. And by the way, you can get download speeds up to 50 megs. That's available as well, so that you can keep pace with today's business world. So call Chad, 595-2413, for business solutions from Suddenlink.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on Sunday, May 4th. Hundreds of local kids will take part, learning how to own and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's fun, it's free, and kids get to keep the money they earn. We do need adult partners and volunteers to help participate. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
Good morning, it's 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Pretty good little pattern here. Could use some rain. There's no doubt about that. But a high temperature, about 82 or 83 all week long, all the way through Saturday. There will be a slight chance of showers in the forecast on Friday and Saturday. Actually, yesterday kind of looked like we might get some showers, and so has had some clouds, but that's about it. Right now, the winds are calm, 97% relative humidity. Fair skies, we're down now to 63.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Postal Service is doing something different, like delivering your mail. Only kidding, folks. In Georgia, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and California, you can take care of your post office business at dozens of staple stores. The pilot program makes it easier for people to buy stamps, send packages, and access priority and certified mail without going to a post office. Staples employees transact the business. Postal unions are seething. Mark Diamonstein, head of the 200,000-member Postal Workers Union, says the program is a direct assault on his members' jobs. Union thugs have been visiting Staples locations to meet with store managers. Now, they want those managers to tell Staples bigwigs how displeased they are. Sustained protests are scheduled in San Francisco and San Jose. Union officials reportedly looking for ways they can exert pressure on Staples shareholders. Mr. Diamonstein issued this statement, which some might consider a warning. He said, if Staples insists on continuing to refuse to staff those stores with postal workers, we're going to urge people to take their business elsewhere. He asked for a sit-down with Staples' CEO, but it won't happen. The average postal union employee earns about $25 an hour. The average Staples employee, minimum wage. But the average Staples employee is plenty capable of mailing packages and selling stamps. The postal union doesn't want the Staples program to succeed, and they certainly don't want it spreading to other retailers. And you don't want these guys going postal on you. No siree, do we? No way.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since turning 40? If you're like an average woman, probably 5 or more. How many times have you stood in front of the mirror and thought, I don't like my body, but I don't know what else to do? If this sounds like you, please call the Amber Inn hotline at 1-800-244-0615. You see, after 40, the female body changes, so one-size-fits-all solutions may no longer work for you. At Amber Inn, we specialize in breakthrough solutions specifically tailored to women over 40, including hormonal balance, relief from menopausal symptoms like hot flashes, night sweats and sleeplessness, and effective weight loss. Call Amber Inn today and experience real results for just $1 a day. This offer is backed by a complete 30-day money-back guarantee. No questions asked. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call 1-800-244-0615. But this is a limited-time offer. So call right now, 1-800-244-0615. That's 1-800-244-0615.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinsky, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinsky at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinsky.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the highest level trauma center in the region. We're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Some of the most expensive rental housing in the United States is found in College Station. Mayor Nancy Berry says a recent New York Times article also included student rental rates in that figure.
Yeah. But that's not to say that we don't have a problem affordable housing for lower and mid-income people. What the city's doing about it is we are developing a community development master plan, and we're using the American Community Survey, and they have taken out the students.
Barry says most likely the least expensive rentals are older units. The Bryan School Board unanimously approved support of the district's long-range facilities plan Monday night. The wide-ranging plan, also called the master plan, would modify the current grade alignment to pre-K through 4th, 5th through 6th for intermediate schools, and 7th through 8th for middle schools. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the previous facility assessment recommends increasing capacity at some elementaries, but doesn't mention specific closures.
In our resolution, it talks about some things of that nature, which is making an SFA, the old SFA, an administration building, where we can look at selling this building and look at selling the technology building, look at selling the warehouse, and get out of all these buildings if that's what happens.
The board also unanimously approved spending $5,000 on a natatorium feasibility study and $3.5 million to update the 17-year-old Neal Elementary campus. It's considered a good old-fashioned American free market business success story. College Station-based MemData, which serves medical facilities and obtaining design services and purchasing equipment, has been sold. MemData was founded 15 years ago by Bob and Christy Yancey.
They're looking at cost efficiencies and the new healthcare 2.0, if you will, and we were very appreciative of the fact that they acknowledged the accomplishments we had made in healthcare and that they reached out to us, and now it poses a significant opportunity for cost reduction at 2,900 hospitals instead of those that we were able to amass over the years acting alone.
Yancey will become a vice president with Premier Corporation, the nation's largest healthcare supply chain corporation. While Premier is based in North Carolina, he and the current staff of 24 employees will remain in College Station. This Thursday marks the second opportunity for you to visit with Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan by telephone. Last week, Flores says about 4,300 participants in a similar event for those living around Waco and the northern part of the district.
We ask poll questions. One of the questions we ask is, what's the most important issue facing America today? And usually number one is jobs and the economy, and number two is the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare as it's more commonly known. But yesterday, the number one item was presidential overreach. And that's sort of, this is an issue for a lot of us, particularly those of us in Congress. But right here in Central Texas, in Brazos Valley, people are very concerned about that.
Contact Flores' office in Bryan to register for Thursday's telephone town hall conference. Now 5 years old, a boy who lost his father, who died as a volunteer fireman in the West Fertilizer Plant explosion, continues plans to rebuild the city park. Parker's Park Project has its last major fundraiser this Saturday. Parker's grandfather, Joe Pustajowski, says the design of the new park will be revealed.
A lot of the cast and crew from Storage Wars, Texas, come down, the auctioneer, and at least two of the groups that participate on the show-by-show base on the Storage Wars, Texas, are coming down.
And Parker and his friends who played at the old park continue to be involved in the fundraising.
You know, we get inspired by people, but, most of the time, it's not a 4 or 5 year old that's going to inspire you. But in my case, he really inspires me, and it's just awesome to be around him.
Auction items are still being collected. More information about Parker's Park Project is online at WTW.com. If you bought hot dogs recently, there's a recall you need to know about.
Kraft is recalling 96,000 pounds of hot dogs over incorrect labels. Feds say the Oscar Mayer Classic Weenie packages at the center of the recall may contain cheese dogs, but the labels do not include milk as an ingredient. Kraft says it's a voluntary recall because they may be mislabeled. The 16-ounce packages were produced in March and distributed throughout the U.S. Alice Rios, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 64 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
Your car or truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads. That's where my friends at Sevcheck Service Center come in. Sevcheck's has been family-owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. Sevcheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
The wait is over. Aerofit has successfully completed their final phase of construction. To celebrate, Aerofit's throwing the party of the year on April 26th with family fun and fitness from 11 to 3 and a dress to impress party from 5 to 9. Aerofit will be giving away a 2-year lease on a Dodge Durango from Team Auto of Navasota and $1,000 in cash. Rules and restrictions apply.
Take advantage of their final phase rate of $38.99 now through Aerofit's grand opening on April 26th. Visit AeroFitClubs.com or their preview center on Longmire today. AeroFit, the best name in fitness.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000. 5,000 or go to RE/MAXBCS.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Norma G. Tractor, your number one Kubota dealer. Nobody beats Norma G. Tractor. Nobody.
We will have some sunshine today, and we're going to have some warm temperatures. In fact, those warm temperatures are going to last right through the middle part of the work week. Today, it's going to be partly sunny. We should get to 80 to 85 through the afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 60 to 65. Sunny day tomorrow with highs of 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 65, and then partly to mostly sunny Thursday. Highs on Thursday around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We are where we are. We got to continue to play well, home or on the road.
And they're on the road and then some. Fight Tech Saggy Baseball takes a long road swing starting in Houston. Also, Bryan Lady Vikings softball was a win and in playoff situation, and they've made it the last 15 years in a row, plus A&M women's basketball in the top five. We'll have all that and more in sports coming up in about 10 minutes.
The top five, thought the season was over.
New season.
Oh. Okay.
Preseason.
Ah, there we go. The draft is coming up, right? It's going to be here
in
like
May.
This. Oh, okay. Be here soon. 7:40. Okay. More Earth Day facts for you. I love this one. All right. An estimated 24% of the Earth's surface is now cultivated. That's more in the last 60 years than the 18th and 19th centuries combined.
Well, we got more people.
Exactly. And it says here, it's because of human demand for food.
Really?
Oh my God. Oh. Well, if those humans had just quit eating, we'd be fine.
And they'd be less hungry.
Yes, they would. Oh. Okay, and again, pre-cycling, okay?
Yes.
Pre-cycling.
Okay.
This is even like betterer than ever. So what is pre-cycling?
Yes, please tell me.
Stopping waste before it begins.
Oh.
Okay? Avoiding all that stuff that is piling up out there. As an example, use cloth handkerchiefs and napkins and diapers.
No. I draw the line at diapers.
I love this. Use cloth handkerchiefs. Are there any men who whip out a paper
handkerchief? I think they're talking about Kleenex.
Oh, all right. Take reusable shopping bags to the store with you. Now, apparently it doesn't say use them.
Just take them.
And I believe we've discussed that before, because who doesn't want to keep that vegetal grunge in the bottom of your... Is that a word?
I don't know, but if it's not, it is now.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah, vegetal grunge. Anyway, buy in bulk and avoid individually wrapped items when possible.
See, but even when you do that, because I noticed this the other day.
Yeah?
I bought a big thing of...
A big thing, right.
Of... paper napkins.
Okay.
And each one of the rolls of paper towels...
Oh, sure.
Individually rolled within the big roll.
Sure, yeah.
So you're not saving anything on that.
Okay, so it says buy in bulk and avoid individually wrapped items where possible. Let me go over to this other page where it says each year Americans waste 96 billion pounds of food. Well, that's because you bought the 23-pound bag of whatever it is, and some of it went bad before you used it.
You know those kids in China.
Anyway. Just letting you know.
We all know Mike Rowe, Dirty Jobs.
Dirty Jobs. Yeah.
And Deadliest Catch.
Yeah.
Now, granted, this was a free newspaper, so it wasn't like a huge article, but he picked it up because they said their headline was Save the Planet, Work Less.
Oh, I like that.
The subhead, Climate Change Threats Revive the Long-Forgotten Goal of Taking It Easier.
Yeah. So.
Well, wait a minute. Wasn't that the Obamacare thing, too?
What, don't work?
Yeah,
we'll take care of you.
Your job was keeping you from realizing your dreams.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Don't be tied down to that. Okay, I don't know if you remember yesterday, we had a story, and we had an interview with Bob Radke from College Station PD, and he was discussing the jobs that the 911 operators have to do, and sometimes it's a very complicated situation because they have to take information from the caller, get it to the responder, and some exchange of information there. Sometimes there are these calls to 911, real call. Let's see, Tampa, Florida, I believe. Here we go.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes, it's a weird circle up in the sky. It's a round, full circle, and it's dark in the middle. This has never happened in Tampa, Florida. Please go outside, look up in the sky, and look at this weird object, and I need to get the news people on
it. Is it a cloud, or is it a...
It's not a cloud. It's a big black circle in the middle, and it's all the way around. And it's never been in the United States of America.
Now, wait a minute. She was just telling us Tampa a minute ago, so she elevates it to the United States of America.
Eclipse?
It's a circle around the sun.
Oh.
Doesn't happen every day. Yeah, it doesn't happen every day, but it happens. We continue.
Never, ever. Go outside and look up in the sky.
What's your address, ma'am?
I'm at Net Park here. What is that? It's in the whole world. I mean, anybody can walk outside and look at it.
Yeah.
It's there.
Okay.
Well, I need your address so we can go to it and look.
What is this address here?
Okay, she doesn't know where she is, but she knows that there's a ring around the sun that's never happened in the United States before.
Yeah. I wish I had a camera.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's on your phone.
It's just a big old black circle?
It's a big circle, and around it, it looks like a little light yellow-looking color around it. But it's
that's the
right
sun.
Yeah.
So
it's a black circle with a yellow circle around it.
Uh-huh.
Right. You can just walk outside of your office right now and look in the sky, and you can see that from anywhere.
Okay. Just remember, she has the same number of votes as you do.
April means you save on all Hayward products at The Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month, The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the pool store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. You guys in brand new digs now on 420 Tarot. Everything getting settled finally? Or are you still living in boxes like the rest of us do when we move?
You know what? I think that the same organization that the team puts into how they handle their business, they also put into the move. And so we're getting settled in really nicely.
Well, that's great, obviously. So with everything up and running now, you've got different places for different people in this brand new office space.
Mm-hmm. We do. I think it's gonna be great for us. I'm always proud of our team because I think they are so productive, but we're already seeing productivity increasing. You know, communication is so important, not just with our clients, but amongst the team members. And so being able to have the space where we can effectively set up our meetings and communicate and do the things that we need to do, I think is going to be great for us and just even better for our clients.
Well, especially the way you guys do things, because you stack one on top of the other, as opposed to just turning it over to another person. They work together and then you just keep moving up the chain until you're completely done and own a house.
That's it. It's an additive mentality. You get a whole bunch of bang for your buck.
To find out more, it's zarealestate.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
We all know we can't change our past, and that's why it's good to learn how to transform yesterday's pain into something positive for today. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I can still feel the embarrassment. Each football season, my high school held an event called Dad's Night. I dreaded it. The whole team lined up on the field as the announcer called out names, and dads ran out to stand by their sons. All too soon, it was my turn. Jim Daly, said the voice over the loudspeaker. And then, after some silence that seemed to last forever, Jim Daly's father is not present tonight. It felt like a kick in the gut. Now, fast forward a couple of decades. I'm sitting in a birthing room holding my firstborn, Trent, thinking, wow, I'm a dad. As I rock back and forth, I look at the little guy and tell him, I'll always be there for you. I'll be a good father, the father I never had. The sting of that football memory has never completely faded away. But over the years, I've learned how to redirect those negative feelings into something more positive. And you know what? It's made me a better father. And that's a valuable lesson. You can't change your past, but you can use it as inspiration to create a better today and be the good dad. For more encouragement to make every day count, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man said he recently informed his wife he's going to start waxing his chest, only because the waxing place is right near Golfsmith, and they're about to have trade-in days. For limited time only, when you trade in your old clubs, you get a 50% bonus towards new ones. He's got a lot of clubs to trade in, so he's going to wax his chest, eyebrows, back, and, well, just check out trade-in days at Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:50. Much like Willie Nelson, the Aggs are on the road again. They hit it for four games in the next 5 days, all against teams ranked in the top 25. Today, the Maroon and White head to Houston to battle an old Southwest Conference foe in the Rice Owls, currently ranked number 16 in the country. Coach Childress thinks the boys need to pick it up just a little bit.
You know, we are where we are. We got to continue to play well, home or on the road. It doesn't matter. Our games are limited as far as regular season goes, and, you know, we need to continue to do our very best on the weekends. And, you know, in the middle of the week as well, we got a tough one on Tuesday on the road as well.
After taking on number 16, the Aggs travel to Starksville for a three-game series against number 21, Mississippi State. Now, that's a Thursday through Saturday run. Usually they run Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can catch the games there on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Aggie softball's got a doubleheader today. They'll take on A&M Corpus Christi at the Aggie Softball Complex. 4 o'clock, the first pitch, and then the second game starts at 6. The twin bill was originally scheduled as just a single game on March the 2nd, but due to weather, the Aggies and Islanders postponed, and they'll play today. You can catch the game there on Zone HD 95.1-3. The writers from ESPN.com and SI.com have high praise for the Elite Eight Texas A&M women's basketball program. Looking forward to 2014 and 15, the ladies have been ranked number 4 nationally. The Bryan Lady Vikings made it to the playoffs for the last 15 years. They were playing last night to win and in to go to the bye district for year number 16, but some costly fielding mistakes and a few runners left on base brought that streak to an end.
1-2 count on Perez. Hutchins, here comes her pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, struck her out. That's the ball game, and that's the season for the Bryan Lady Vikings.
The Woodlands College Park Lady Cavaliers edged out a 6-4 victory in District 14-5A play-in game over Bryan last night. Texas A&M junior Jordan Sosbo and sophomore Shane Vincent were named to the SEC All-Men's Tournament team after the Aggies defeated Florida to win the SEC championship. On the ladies' side, Christina Sansu was named the SEC Women's Tennis Champion All-Tournament team as well. In the NBA, the Memphis Grizzlies and Los Angeles Clippers were both able to even their NBA first-round series at a game apiece by winning last night. Dallas and San Antonio get after it tomorrow in San Antonio at 7. Portland is at Houston at 8:30. In the Stanley Cup playoffs from last night,
now bends out of the box, wants the puck at center ice. Cuts to the right as Daly brings it in on the left. In front to Harkoff, a shot, pad stop, Ben scores!
That's all the Stars would need. Kari Lahtinen was on fire. He had 37 saves for his first career postseason victory and shutout as the Stars beat the Anaheim Ducks 3-0 last night in their first home playoff game in 6 years. The Stars trail that series 2-1. Game four is tomorrow. They'll drop the puck at 7. In Major League Baseball, Donnie Murphy lined a go-ahead single up the middle with one out in the eighth inning, and the Texas Rangers rallied from three back to beat the Oakland Athletics 4-3. Texas Rangers skipper Ron Washington likes how Texas is hitting the ball.
Well, I'm very happy with the offensive execution. You know, we work awfully hard on that, and everybody throughout the whole lineup worked on it. And when the situation dictated that that's something we had to do, they were able to come through, especially that bunt with Mitch, you know. I took the chance and made him keep it on with two strikes. He's facing a tough lefty, and he got it down.
Houston Astros got off the schneid early with Matt Dominguez.
2-2. Dominguez ropes one deep to left field. Ackley is back looking up. See you later! Into the Astros bullpen. Matt Dominguez, a two-run blast, and it's 2-0 Astros.
Houston Astros broke a seven-game losing skid and beat the Seattle Mariners 7-2. And that has been a look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on Sunday, May 4th. Hundreds of local kids are expected to take part, learning how to start, own, and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's a fun, free, citywide event where kids get to make and keep the money they earn. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
The most important step you take is the first one. So start now with Aggieland Fitness Dome. One-on-one personal training, motivating group fitness classes, state-of-the-art weight and cardio equipment, and the professionals to help you learn how to work out. Plus, your Aggieland Fitness Dome membership includes a fitness evaluation to help you set realistic goals and create a plan geared toward your personal success. Take the first step and the rest will follow. Call 690-3663. That's 690-DOME. Or stop by the Dome off Highway 6 at Barron Road.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 14th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Coming up in the next half hour, why you will never leave Facebook, even though it makes you feel miserable, makes you feel like a malcontent sometimes. You will never, ever leave it, and we have the information for you. It's Earth Day. Happy Earth Day to you.
Yay!
Athens, not in Texas, the original one, created the first municipal dump, 500 B.C., requiring trash to be disposed of at least a mile from the city walls. And downwind, probably.
Hopefully.
They don't mention that, but probably so. So the FBI says this teen, who survived the 5.5-hour flight to Hawaii in the wheel well of the plane, will not face criminal charges.
Well, why on earth not?
Oh. He hopped a fence at the San Jose airport to begin with, crawled up into the wheel compartment of the plane after running away from home, endured freezing temperatures, extremely thin air during the ride at 38,000 feet, only regaining consciousness an hour after the plane landed, and was picked up after seen wandering around the tarmac. He is now in the care of Child Protective Services. Question, how does one survive a trip like that when the temperature would have dropped to more than 50 degrees below zero, and the air would have been thinner than that on top of Mount Everest? There have, in fact, been cases of such survival before, and the best guess is that the warm hydraulic lines in the wheel well, initially, because the tires are warm also,
right,
provided significant heat. The thin air leads to gradual unconsciousness. and the wheel well environment slowly cools. So hypothermia accompanies the hypoxia. This preserves the nervous system's viability, they say. Then, as you descend, the increasing oxygen and the temperatures and the air pressure slowly bring you back up from this kind of deep sleep, if you will.
That sort of makes sense, but I never got to see. Someone said that the plane he was on didn't have, you know how when the wheels retract, they get covered up by these little flaps?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, some expert, these didn't
have
those covers.
Did they have a mock-up
CNN? No. They should have. I would know this by now.
Right.
No, but the wheel wells didn't get covered up.
Now, how does that happen?
If it's an intercontinental.
Like a 737?
Yeah, they've got wheel covers.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I should have looked because I was curious but just didn't do the extra research.
Yeah. Well, because obviously it would hurt the aerodynamics. It would
horribly.
Create a, it would.